The future of live event venues in central New York is uncertain at best, as limits on gatherings continue to keep them from fully reopening. Senator Chuck Schumer says there's bipartisan support to include $10 billion in the next COVID-19 relief bill for music and theater venues. At a stop in front of the Westcott Theater Tuesday, Schumer said countless venues will close permanently if they don't receive federal aid.
Here in central New York, arts organizations have lost $15 million. 90% of our independent venues say they're going to close if they don't get federal funds. And there's sort of this soul here in the East Side and of Syracuse.
The Save Our Stages Act would create a program through the Small Business Administration to provide grants up to $12 million to eligible live venues to cover 6 months of expenses. Schumer says the bill would allow each venue to use the funding how they see fit, whether it's for rent or utilities or salaries. Westcott Theater owner Dan Mastronardi says the live independent music venues are on the verge of collapse.
March 11, 2020 was the last time we had an event at the Westcott, and that day I will never forget. Since then, we've had zero revenue and 100% bills. Within weeks of the COVID shutdown, we fiercely began preparing for a safe reopening to our community. We are prepared to reopen safely, but until we can reopen, we need your help.
Mastronardi says the Westcott is an economic engine for the neighborhood, and the same could be said for the Red House Arts Center downtown. Executive Director Samara Hanna says their guests, artists, and actors generate about 1,500 room nights at area hotels. She says federal aid will keep venues operating and providing much-needed entertainment.
The importance of this lifeline to keep us going until we're able to reopen our theaters and bring a full audience back into our space is absolutely critical. Without this, you start to see the community's creativity start to deteriorate.
In all, the arts is a $150 million industry in central New York. It generates almost $14 million in local government revenue and close to 6,000 full-time jobs. Representatives from Red House, Syracuse Stage, and others joined Schumer to show their full support for the bill. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waaer.org.